Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
Today I would like to talk about imposter syndrome.
Bum, bum, bum.
Oh boy.
It's something that everybody suffers from.
Yep.
And no matter who you are or how great you actually are, there is always a moment where you think, I don't belong here. Everybody's going to realize that I'm a big, fat phony.
Man, this is the opposite of ASMR.
Yeah.
I know.
This ties in so well to, like, the talking about trying. This is another thing I was talking about today of, like, another reason it feels really great to try is then when you do succeed at something, it makes it a little bit easier to say to yourself, like, no, I do deserve to be here.
Yeah, you deserve to be in the room. Absolutely. I just want to remind you all that you are enough and there is at least one thing about you that makes you extremely special, and you should always remember that. Hang on to that.
One of the, like, a song that I keep in my head all the time, like, I think about it, not necessarily once a day, but a lot, is this song, There's Always Someone Cooler Than You by Ben Folds, where it's like,
I don't know this song.
Yeah, like the whole song is about, I'm trying to remember how it's like, smile, because you've got nothing to prove, no matter what you might do, you know there's always someone cooler than you. And the whole song is like, but they'll still look in your eyes to find the person inside. And it's like a whole song about, like, there's always someone cooler than you. And, like, it's a thing that I think about, especially now as I get to meet, like, people I'm fans of that are, like, my heroes. Mm. And then I hear them talk about people that are their heroes. And then I'm sure those people are talking about people. Like, there is always someone who does a thing, who you think does a thing better. Or
really has it together. Really knows
right.
how this should go.
Boy, if I could be like that person, my life would finally be perfect.
Right? Mm. And the thing is, they're feeling the exact same way. Like, I in my life, and this includes myself, I've never met anyone who's like, I've got it all together. I never doubt myself. I feel perfect.
Yeah, those,
like,
people are supervillains.
Yeah.
The rest of us are just dealing.
And that's the thing. I think a lot of imposter syndrome comes from people who feel that they're the only person who feels that way. Mm. Of, like, they'll be in a room full of people and they'll think, well, everyone else deserves to be here except me.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's thinking that.
Yeah, it's all an illusion. No, nobody is perfect. No, nobody truly feels like they have it together. Mm. Also, I would like to tell you about the Dunning-Kruger effect. Do you guys know this one?
I'm blanking. I know this, but I can't remember
okay,
at all.
Okay, so this is essentially that people who know less about a thing have this illusory feeling of being an expert. That's really, really boiled down.
Oh, you're talking about men. Okay, go on.
Well, no.
We're not going to say it.
Everybody,
I can make that joke.
Everybody, you know, if you have a frame of reference, and it is oftentimes used to call out people who don't know about a thing and then feel that they know about a thing because they have no externalized context for how much they don't know.
They don't know the scope of the knowledge.
Yeah, they don't know the scope of the things that they don't know. And so it's used to sort of say, hey, you don't actually know. But also, I think of it as a way to explain why you think you don't know something. It's because you do, and you have an external frame of reference to think, oh, I have so much further to go.
Oh, I've never thought about that. Like the corollary positive side where you're like, I know enough to know that I don't know anything. And it's like, well, that actually puts you ahead of a whole lot of people that you could be talking to on Twitter right now.
That's the thing is, like, I studied psychology in, like, a lot in college outside. Like, I mostly did theater, but also did some psychology. And I know enough about psychology to know what I don't know to a point where, like, there are people who will talk about psychology like they are experts who know less than me, but they're confident in it. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Where I'm like, no, listen, I know a very small chunk of it, but that small chunk I know is bigger than most people.
Mm.
That's very interesting. I've never thought about that before.
Tiny side note, just because I eagerly jumped on the joke earlier. Insecure men who are listening to this, we love you too. Those jokes aren't for you because you're not running around acting like you know everything.
That's not about you. It's about other people.
But it certainly happens in patterns.
What that's called is a punchline. It's a joke that you get to make because everyone understands the reference, whether they agree with it or not. They understand the reference that you're making.
Yeah. But another thing too is that, especially I see it in so many artists that I know of all sorts, that they're like, oh, my work is garbage. One thing that I like to remember is that you learn so much while you're doing a thing, while you're completing a project, that by the time you're done with it, you have improved as an artist. And so you look back on your previous work, which was the thing you just completed, and you realize that you are better than that. Essentially.
Well, I'll tell you, the thing that has always tripped me up forever, like where my imposter syndrome, well, one of the ways it manifests is like if I try to write and I'll sit down and I'll start, you know, writing or typing or whatever, and immediately have this like voice in my head that's like, you're not good at this. This is terrible, because it is not springing fully formed perfectly out of my brain. And I think about like, well, I'm going to have to go back and fix so much of this. And like, yeah, everyone does.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's the that is the process, to use that word again. That's the process where you go through and you're like, I just have to get something down and then I can go back and edit it. And thanks to my ADD, I don't have that when I'm talking. Like, I just don't. I'm talking faster than I'm thinking.
It's so a little easier when talking.
Yeah, I don't have the chance
absolutely.
To, like, I sound dumb. What am I saying?
Yeah, I am exactly the same way.
So this reminded me of one of my favorite quotes, but I don't know if I should bring it up now or save it for next time, because I think it might unleash a whole another
area. Let's do it on the next episode.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Until then, take care of yourselves.